Tennis Tuesday here in the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD edition of Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition coming at you. Tennis Tuesday, that is right. And I'm not going to go, for this first matchup, I'm not going to go over too briefly here as K-State women's tennis team gets back in the winning column last weekend with big wins. They defeated, go back to my other tab real quick. They bounced back, obviously, from four straight losses in conference play. They knocked off Tulsa 4-2. And then behind, of course, senior Marina Linares take down one of their arch rivals, Wichita State, in-state rival there on last Sunday by a count of 6-1 there at Mike Goss Tennis Stadium here in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State. This seemed to be a theme so far early this week on the podcast. K-State women's team, 500. K-State baseball team, as of its recording, at 500 for now. For right now, Jordan Smith, head coach of this tennis team, went on to say, quote, "We wanted to get back on track. We kind of had a tough, Big 12 start, but I think now with this momentum and a little more confidence, put us back in a good position to try to close out at home next weekend there as well." They steamroll Wichita State here. Denara Ilarova and sophomore Mamita Yukita clinched the doubles point there for K-State there to clinch the win when they knocked off Jesse Zhang and Clara Whitaker 6-1. Marion Job and Maria Linares, their match was stopped at 3-3 there. Win Ariova and Yukita clinched the match there with their win, their doubles match there as well. Linares swept. I'm not even going to mention this name. This looks like a Japanese name here for Wichita State there for 6-0 there. The number fifth spot had Anna Turco blew past Whitaker to earn another point for the Cats there. 6-3, 6-2 there. Deckers also claimed set one against Zhang 6-2 there. But then struggled in set two before winning eventually in the tiebreaker set 7-5 there. Also, let's see, Marion Job also swept, beat Kong in two sets there as well. I'm looking, bouncing around all over the place. Yeah, the only loss here for K-State in the singles match was Harriet Hamilton knocked off Mamita Yukita in the fourth spot there. But Turco Ariova got wins there. And then, of course, doubles, already mentioned that there. Yukita getting some, getting some revenge. Yeah, getting some revenge there. Getting her share of the pot there against with Ariova in a doubles match there. So, really, pretty self-explanatory there. No match. Wichita State, no match for Jordan Smith's squad there. On it to an easy win there against Wichita State there. And next for K-State, what they got to do is do the same thing. Try to get back, get their first win in the win column here as I go down here. Yes, this weekend coming up on April Fool's weekend. This is not a joke here. April 1st, Friday afternoon at home, back at Mike Goss against number 28th ranked Iowa State. That is their next matchup. And then a day off. And then Sunday, another home match against West Virginia comes to town. Two huge matches here for K-State women's team. K-State women actually are ranked 56th. Not too bad. Not too bad at all. We would like to see a couple wins here against Big 12 opponents. And I don't know. Honest with you, I don't know. Judging off of what I see, this doesn't want to cooperate now. Okay, I see what you're doing here. Okay, yeah, 28, well, Iowa State apparently, yeah, 28th, that's pretty good for them, judging by their ranking here in West Virginia, no ranking besides them, so, at worst, they can get a split here. That's just my guessing here, judging off of Iowa State being in top 30 in the nation there in tennis. Women's tennis anyways, in West Virginia, not even ranked as well. So a chance This is a pretty good, K-State's got a pretty good women's team, obviously. Can they get one? Can they get a conference match? We'll find out the first weekend of April, but congrats to the women's tennis team for doing work. Needing to get these two wins, they got it. Got it done. 4-2 over Tulsa, and then they manhandled Wichita State last Sunday by a score of 6-1. The Pearl Project Podcast. And oh, by the way, K-State tennis now 8-8 on the year with that 0-4 record in Big 12 play. The Pearl Project Podcast. You can find that wherever you get your podcast. We will, me and Ox, will record episode 94 tonight of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly Edition. Cannot wait to chat with Alex more about what's going on. And we're going to talk about, more likely than not, the NCAA Final Four, and more than likely also any breaking news happens to pop up between now and then. We will talk about that as well. You can find the Pearl Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Google. We're on Spotify, Audio Boom as well. Continue, if you're a K-State fan, K-State student, please continue to spread the word. If you're living outside of the Manhattan area, continue to spread the word about this podcast. It's going to do it for now. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Go Cats! This has been another edition of Triple P.